Kechaber were middle of a list of things which are not batel midrabanan. There are items which, because of their chashivos, so Chacham said they can't be batel. And the first item on that list was the fact that beria is not batel. That's simin kuf. Simin kuf aleph deals with a chaticha haruya lehiskabed, which is also a din derabanan. The chaticha haruya lehiskabed is not going to be batel. It is interesting to note that here in Kuf Aleph, in Se'if Aleph, the Rama writes that even though the Isser is only a drabonon, nonetheless it still is not going to be batel. Despite the fact that the whole din of Chaticha Ru'iyah Lehiskabed not being batel is din drabonon, but it's true even on a din drabonon. So for example, if I have something like Gevinas Nachrim or the like, so that is not going to be batel, despite the fact that's only midrabanan. The fact that the Rama decided to say this here in Kuf Aleph, but earlier in Simin Kuf, where we were discussing the din of beria not being batel, the Rama over there did not comment that if it is a din derabanan, it still is not batel. So there's a shtiko mashmaos that a beria which is usser midrabanan taka would be batel, which relates, of course, to the chakira that we had in the first taz in Simin Kuf as to whether the din of beria not being batel, which is predicated on the fact that beria is chashuv, and you get malchus if you eat a beria, what would be the halacha le'inyin din of midrabanan, right? Is it a siba or a simin like we discussed? You get an impression from this Ramah that the Ramah over there is saying that, if it's an Issa Drabanan, it will be batel by beria, which would imply that the Malkus is a Siba rather than a Simen. That's the Pashtus in this first Ramah. Okay, let's chazer. The Din of Chaticha Rilas Kabed, not being batel, has a makar in Shas Mesefes Chulin, that on Taf Tzadi Vav, we learn that if I have a chaticha that is chaticha shel nevela and shel dag tame that's cooked with other chatichos, so if you are not makir it, so everything is aser. Why is everything aser? Frek the Gemara and Daf Kuf. Let's assume that it should be batel berov. How come the chaticha shel nevela that's cooked with the other chatichos is not batel? If it's eino makiro, v'tibatel beruba, zok the Gemara, it depends if you hold es shadarko limanos or kol shadarko limanos. The Mishnah is in Orla speak about certain items which are called the dover shebeminyan. Now, to be a dover shebeminyan, it has to be something that you count individually. The shaila in the Gemara is, what about something that is occasionally counted on its own, but not always? So, if you're going to tell me something that's occasionally counted on its own is not going to be batel, so I could say that a chaticha of meat is occasionally counted on its own, and that's why it won't be batel. But if something that's occasionally counted on its own is batel, so how come the chaticha in our Mishnah, the Mishnah Tzadi Vav, is not batel? Zok the Gemara, shiny chaticha ho'el uru'uya lehiskabed ba lefnei orchem. That the reason why the chaticha is not batel is because it is uru'uya lehiskabed. It's something that you could give to guests. Now, the Gemara over here is assuming that a chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed is not batel. The Mishnah and Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Ayin Dalet assumes that the only time a chaticha haru'iyah lehiskabed is not going to be batel is if it is also asur b'hanava, implying that in our case, where I have a chaticha of nevela or dag tamei, it will be batel. In fact, the Rif paskins that way. The Rif is quoted here in the Beis Yosef. The Rif says a chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed is really not a thing. Right? Is that the expression? Whether it's a thing or not a thing? Chatich ruyas gavit is not a thing. The reason why it's not a thing is because it's only shayach if it's aser b'hanah. That is a very serious limitation on chatich ruyas gavit. There's another very serious limitation on chatich ruyas gavit, which is that Rishonim from Provence understood that to be a chatich ruyas gavit, it has to be something that mamish mimerchak tavilachmo. If I bring you a cut of meat from a foreign country that you can't get anywhere in Schnippeshock, so that's a chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed. But if I bring you a cut of meat that you can get in Schnippeshock, it's just a cut of meat that's somewhat chashuv, the cut of meat that you would give Urchim. So that is not called chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed. So both the Rif and these Rishonim from Provence, Halohema in the Meiri and in the Sefer HaMa'oros, the Shiras Hayam quotes this. So they both limit Chaticha Re'uya Lehiskabit considerably, and they basically say that the Din Chaticha Re'uya Lehiskabit is Kim'at never going to happen. No? Because if it's such a chash of meat that you bring from a different country, that's not going to happen. And it also has to be Aser B'Hana'a to be chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed, like the Rif says, that's also not going to happen, right? So they seriously limit chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed. Yes, sir, Mr. Ben.
The Provençal Rishonim are cited in
the Shirat Hayam,
and they also hold up the Rif.
No,
they say both. No, they only say
they only say it on their own. However, in the Shiras Hayam, he sends you to a tshuva that sits Eliezer, that maybe if you have both of these conditions, you could be mako against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch assumes that if something is just aser ba'achila, it's going to be a chaticha ru'uya hiskaved, but ken zayin, if it's not coming from a very chashuv, far away place, it's not called chaticha ru'uya hiskaved. Again, that would be against Shulchan Aruch, but the Shiras Hayam entertains being mitztarif that in cases of sveikos. Mr. David Mandelman Shlitah.
The Prima Gavim quotes an Arshal that has a formulation of like Archim Hashugim. So does
yeah.
that fall closer to Provence, or is that like a normal view of
So I think Archim Hashugim is a slightly different conversation that we'll have in a minute. Who do these people that I'm mechaved with the item have to be? That's not necessarily the same as the Maharshal, no? It's not necessarily the same as the Rishonim from Provence. The Rishonim from Provence, I think, are saying that Mam is such a chush of a piece of meat that you don't have it over here at all. According to the Maharshal, it could be the best cut of meat in Schnippeshock, which I give to the most chush of guests in Schnippeshock. Right? Not necessarily the same. Sir Rosenzweig.
What's the border of how far it has to come? What if it comes from New Jersey?
No idea. I mean, if it comes from New Jersey, my stomach's inferior quality. No? I think that's the pattern.
I'm saying it comes from New York to New Jersey.
Yeah, this was like a big Shiloh. Like, whatever. I don't know. I don't know what's... I don't know. I'm just bringing this down as other shitos in terms of how to be magdir chaticha haru'uya lehiskabed. Now, we pass here the chaticha haru'uya lehiskabed is true even if the iser is an iser d'rabbanan, and that's what the Rambam over here says. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger over here notes, or I don't know if the word however is a necessary transition in the sentence, but Rabbi Akiva Eger over here modifies based on the Shach in the Chidushim of the Shach in Klolei Svek Sveka Os Yud Zayin, that it's only if it's a bona fide Isser D'Rabbanan. You see, there are certain things that we call Isserim D'Rabbanan, which are not really Usser, which are really Chumras. The case at hand is Basar Shenis Aleim Min Ha'ayin. There's a halacha that if I have meat, and the meat wasn't being washed, so I might not be able to assume that this meat is kosher, because I have to be choishish that maybe some orvim, some ravens came, and they picked up my piece of meat, and they took it away, and they brought another piece of meat, a piece of treif meat, to replace it, no? And therefore, I'm not supposed to eat basar shenis alei minhayim. There's some story about like a guy who was on the plane and he had his salami sandwich and he went to the bathroom and he comes back and he decides not to eat it. And like the guy sitting next to him said, "Hey, how come you're not eating it?" So he said, "Well, the halacha is that I'm not allowed to eat meat, which I wasn't protecting." He's like, "Oh, that's so interesting. I really want to take kosher salami, I eat your sandwich, here's my sandwich instead." So, in other words, everyone, you heard the story? Everyone quotes the story as like,
fake story.
Oh, totally fake.
I heard that everyone knows it.
Huh?
Because everyone knows it.
So, besides the fact, yeah, so it's an urban legend in the classic sense. But the pashtus is that in that case, it's mutter to eat the meat. You see, Ashkenazim paskin in Siman Samach Gimel in the dinum of Chaticha in the dinum of Basar Shenis Alei Min Ha'ayin, Ashkenazim paskin that if I leave the meat and I find the meat at home in the same place, I find the meat in the same place where I left it. So that's not concerned. This Alei Min Ha'ayin, the dinum of Alei Min Ha'ayin is only for Ashkenazim when there is some reisa. Right, for example, Louis, so you have a babysitter, no? We spoke about this in the context of Kalim, right? Of Kalim Shenis Almu Min Ha'ayin. So, L'chari, Kalim is not any more chamor than the basar and Ashkenazim or Makov. I find the meat in the refrigerator, right? The same as I left it, it's all fine. So, just a chazer, what we have over here, so in that case, on the airplane, l'chari, he's allowed to eat the sandwich, no? You find the sandwich on the same tray where you left it, you're allowed to eat it. However, if let's say it's on a different place, then there would be a din of basar shenis alei min ha'ayin.
Maybe the story is that he saw something that was a reisa, but didn't want to accuse the guy. So then he said halacha, we got
him to... Maybe, I don't know. Again, we're trying to say pshat in something that's mamish an urban legend. So like, whatever. But the point is that once we Ashkenazim paskin like that Ramah, that the din of basar shenis aleim min ha'ayin is only formulated in a case where there's a reisa, in the case where the meat is not found in the same location that was left. Sfardim ho basar shenis aleim min ha'ayin. I don't know how a Sfardi has a babysitter, no? Basar shenis aleim min ha'ayin means I have to mamish look at the meat the whole time. Ashkenazim are mekel. But if we're mekel, the only time when we're machmir is in the case where there's a reyesa. And the shach is still saying that that is a chumra ba'alma. No? Reb Kiveg over here quotes on the shach that it's mamish a chumra ba'alma. Basar shenis aleim ma'ayin isn't even an iser d'rabbanan. It's stamas hayachumra. But it's only a it's stamas hayachumra in the case where you find the meat in a different location. That seems to be very mechudash. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan there in Kuf Yud on the Shach, Ois Yud Zayin, on the Shach that Reb Kiva Eger quotes over here, the Badei HaShulchan is Mefalpel, in which situation does Basar Shenis Alei Min Ha'ayin Iker Hadin? Is it ever Iker Hadin? Or is it always a Chumrah? You get an impression from the Shach that Basar Shenis Alei Min Ha'ayin is always a Chumrah. Okay, let's bring it back home to Chaticha Haru'uya lehiskabed, which is not going to be batal, like we mentioned. Midrabbanan, chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed is not going to be batal. Now, the Rishonim discuss, what about basar b'chalav? Basar b'chalav is asar b'hanoa. If the basar b'chalav is asar b'hana'a, so it can't be re'uya lehiskabed lefnei archim. Because I'm not allowed to give my piece of basar b'chalav to anybody. If it's stama, as well, a piece of nevela, I'm allowed to give it al kopanim to a goy. But if I have a piece of basar b'chalav, I should not give it to anybody. I can't even give it to a goy. So how can you call something which is asar b'hana'a chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed? Obviously, this kasha is even more severe according to the Rif, who says it's only chaticha ru'uya lehiskabed when it's asur b'hana'a, but hayitachin, and that's called ru'uya lehiskabed at all. So the Rishonim say, well, when we invoke the principle of chaticha ru'iyah le'hiskabeid, we are azwin on basar le'basof. Meaning, acharei kechlos hakol, noch bitol, right? Can you give it to a, can you give it to anybody? If the piece of basar b'cholav is going to be batal, so you can give it to anyone you want. So that's why it's called chaticha ru'iyah le'hiskabeid. Now the Megillah Sefer notes that there would have been a more pashut answer. We should have said the chaticha ru'iyah le'hiskabeid is totally on the cut of the meat, rather than the properties of the meat. But the fact that the Rishonim don't say that indicates that the Rishonim are saying the chaticha ru'iyah le'hiskabeid is based on the properties of the meat, and therefore they have to nem on the azlinon basar basov based on this. If this is the case, that the din of chaticha ru'iyah le'hiskabeid is based on azlinon basar basov, so the Taz, therefore, asks a very strong kasha on the Rambam. But this Taz is found in Or HaChaim Tufresh Ayin Gimel. It's not found here. You see, there is a discussion. The Rambam is based on the Trumas Hadesh and some in Kuf Gimel. People buy candles. All year long, apparently, people buy candles based on the pound or the bucket. I go into a store, I'm in Navaritica, so I walk into a hardware store, and I ask to buy candles, and they'll sell me a bucket of candles. That's how it goes all year long. But Hanukkah time, they sell candles not based on the bucket. Hanukkah time, they sell candles based on the number of candles that you buy. Hanukkah time, you'll go into a store, it's the third night of Hanukkah, you'll say, please sell me four candles. I need three candles in the Shamash. Right? So the shaila is that called a Dover Sheba Minyan, which is not batal? Right? The tzir in the Trumas Hadeshen is that, let's say I light one candle for Hanukkah, and I have two other candles that are burning, and I don't know which is which. I don't remember which one is which. So can the Hanukkah candle be batal on the other candles so that I'm able to get Hana'ah from the candles? Remember, right? You can't get Hana'ah from the Neiris Hanukkah. So the Shaila in that Trumas Hadeshen in the Ramah is, can you get Hana'ah? So Ramah says, no, you can't get Hana'ah because it's a Darvish HaBeminyan. Why is it a Darvish HaBeminyan? Why is it a Darvish HaBeminyan? If we are Azlin on Basar LeBasayif, it should not be a Darvish HaBeminyan at all. Because acharei kechlos hakol, after Chanukah, people are no longer going to buy the candles individually. They'll buy candles after Chanukah based on the pound or the bushel or whatever they are. So how come it's called a davar shebeminyan? Teretz is azlin and basar meikara, not basar lebasayif. And the Taz asks, he says, one second, isn't this so sir? The din that we see over here, that when it comes to chaticha ru'iyah le'hiskabeid, we are azlin on basar lebasayif, not basar meikara. That's the Taz's kasha and Tufresh Ayin Gimel Sif Katan Vav. Let's hold it for a few minutes, and we'll come back to it. Maybe, perhaps, if I'm in a good mood, we'll come back to it in a couple of minutes. Okay, let's hold that. Let's discuss another shayla. Yevamis Pei Aleph. The Gemara speaks about if I have a chaticha of chatos temeya, and it's nisarev with chatichos of chatos tahira, is it going to be batal or is it not going to be batal? Zok the Gemara. If chatos is nisarev b'chulin, in that case, it is chatos in this arev b'chulin is going to be batal. But chatos temeya, one second. No, chatos in this arev b'chulin is not going to be batal. But if I have chatos temeya, that's this arev with chatos tahira, so it's going to be batal. Why, the Rishonim ask, is chatos temeya, shenis arev b'chatos tahira, why is that going to be batal? Shouldn't I say that it's a chaticha haru'uya in this cabbage? No? How come this big chunk of meat, it's mamish, it's a chashuv piece of meat, the kohanim are going to eat the meat. Right? How come the chatos tameya is going to be bought on the chatos tahira, that we allow the kohen to eat it? You can't eat all of it together, right? Like we saw in Kuftes, but you're allowed to eat each piece individually. Why is that true? Right? Shouldn't we say it's a chaticha ru'uya l'hiskabed? So the Rosh in the Chulin, in the Perek Zayin, Simin Lamed Dalet, the Rosh says that Chatos is not considered Re'uya Lehiskabed because Kehanim Mishulchan Gavaya Kazahu. Re'uya Lehiskabed means something that I would give guests. Kehanim, every Kohen is entitled to eat every carbon, fundamentally. Nor of us is some din d'rabbanan, we'll assume it's a din d'rabbanan, called mishmaros, that they broke the Kohanim down into 24 groups. But fundamentally, every Kohen is allowed to eat anything. And fundamentally, I'm not giving anything to any Kohen, because I'm giving you, right, Kohen A is giving Kohen B something that really belongs to Kohen B. So that's not called Re'uya Lehiskabed. That is the Mahalach of the Rosh. The Ran, however, on Lamed Vav, in Dapei Harif, in Chulin, the Ran has a different approach. The Ran says that Chatos can't be considered Re'uya Lehiskabed, because to be Re'uya Lehiskabed, it has to be something that you could give to everybody. Chatos Temeya, that's this arva with Chatos Tahura, the only person who's allowed to eat it is a Kohen. So that's not called Re'uya Lehiskabed. Re'uya Lehiskabed means that you could give it to anybody and everybody. But something that you could only give to some people, only Kehanu are eligible to eat it, that's not Re'uya Lehiskabed, says the Ran. Now, this issue, L'cha'ora, is relevant for a number of definitional points within Chaticha Re'uya Lehiskabed. Ba'dei HaShulchan in Sifkatan He raises a suffix. Something that is only ro'oi to goyim, is that called Re'uya Lehiskabed? There are people who don't go to our yeshiva, so by definition they're goyim. Those people, if you invite them over, right, to your house, right, is it called Chaticha Re'uya Lehiskabed? You could only give it to goyim. So the Ba'dei HaShulchan over there in the Be'urim, he quotes that the pashtus in many Rishonim is that if it's Re'uya to goyim, that would also be called Re'uya Lehiskabed, no? The Shari Dura speaks about Basar Shalai Nimlach. Is Basar Shalai Nimlach, is that called Chaticha Re'uya Lehiskabed or not? The Shari Dura answers it's called Re'uya Lehiskabed because you could get the blood out relatively easily. That malicha is not a difficult process, and therefore it's called Re'uya Lehiskabed. Why don't you just answer that it's called Re'uya Lehiskabed because a goy is allowed to eat dam, no? The goy is allowed to eat, let's say it's basar shelo nimlach. Let's say he really never salted the meat, but it's still mutter for a goy. You see from that Shari Dura that something that's ro'i to goyim is not considered, right? Something that's ro'i to goyim is not considered ru'i lehiskabe. The Shari Dura has to say it's called ru'i lehiskabe because it's easy to get it out. You can give it to Yidden. But the Ba'dei HaShulchan notes that the Ramban, the Darkei Moshe, seems to say differently. The Ramban, the Darkei Moshe, says that even if it's ru'i to goyim, It's called Ru'uya Lehiskaved. If I have a piece of meat that I didn't do nikur on it, that's called Ru'uya Lehiskaved, because a guy is allowed to eat meat with Gid Hanasha in it, no? So there's a fundamental machlokes about something that's ro'i to goyim. Is that called chaticha ru'uya lehiskaved? L'cha'ora, the machlokes between the Megillah Sefer, at least initially, feels this way. At the end, he has a dichui, but I think his initial feeling is just nice. And the Megillah Sefer argues that l'cha'ora, this is the machlokes between the Rosh and the Ran. You see, the Ran is saying, in order to be ro'i lehiskaved, it has to be ro'i to everybody. Something that's only ro'i to Kohanim is not called ru'i lehiskaved. No? The Rosh would say, no. It could be ru'i lehiskaved, even if it's ro'i for a small category of people. Right? The only thing is that Karban Chatos is not considered that you're getting it from the giver, rather it's Mishulchan Gavoa, and that's why, right, the whole conversation starts. So L'cha'ayra, it would seem that the Machlokas Rosh and Ran relates to this suffix in the Bnei HaShulchan about Ru'uya Lehiskaved Bifnei Nachrim, no? Think about it. Let's say I have a case of, I'm not supposed to give a piece of basar b'cholav to goy, because basar b'cholav is asar b'hana'a. If the basar b'cholav is nis'arev with basar nevela, can it be batal? Is that called chaticha ru'uya lehiskaved? It can't be batal, no? That should be totally the machlokas Rosh and Ran, the way the Megillah Sefer thinks initially. But when we go back to it, we see that this conversation, this machlokas Rosh and Ran, might also be relevant for our discussion about whether basar lemi'ikara or basar lebasayf. Okay, let's plug this one in. Remember, we said that we look at the basof and the basar b'cholav, even though right now it's asur b'hanot, it's considered ru'uya lehiskaved, because after the bit it's going to be ru'uya lehiskaved. No? L'chora, the Rosh doesn't assume that way. Because the Rosh asks a kasha, if I have chatas, a chatich of chatas tmei, that's this arva with chatas tahira. The Rosh asks, "I shouldn't it be chaticha ru'uya lehiskaved?" No, should be chaticha ru'uya lehiskaved. Now, again, let's just plug this in. The Rosh answers that it's not ru'uya lehiskaved because it's not ru'uya lehiskaved. The Rosh says, because the kaihanim are achli mishulchan gavaya. That means that the carbon chatos is not called ro'i lehiskaved because I'm not giving it to you. He's trying to make the cheshbin. But the Taz assumes that that Rosh / Taisus, is also Taisus here in Chulin, that that's a raya against the Ramah. How does that work? Right, the Ramah says, Azlinan, Basar me'ikaram. The Taz says that you see from this Rosh / Taisus against the Ramah. You don't see anything, no? Because in the case of the Ram, in the case of the Tosis and the Rosh, both before and after, it's Mishulchan Gavoa. So I don't see anything. I don't know. You have to look in that Taz again.
But the fact that you didn't say the Ran,
No, so the Ran says that what? That Kohan, that it's not right to everybody. It's only right to Kohan.
That's only people of it is right for everybody after
it's bottle. No. Because it's only right to Kohanim. Chatas Tamei is bottle to Chatas Tahora. Right? It's only right to Kohanim also. I have to look at the Taz again. I don't think I understand it. The Taz is Mefalbel based on this Tosis and the Tosis slash Rush. He says that the Ran is, he says that the Rama is wrong. I have to look at it again. I don't understand that. Okay, gentlemen, we should have a good Shabbos. I want to go through Hatikur Uliskavi relatively quickly. It's not particularly relevant. Davish Shal Matir in the Simukuf phase is much more relevant. So we'll try to get there relatively quickly, shorter than bug checking. Okay, have a good Shabbos.